chants the holy name. That was goes like this. Sarvatra sarvakaleshu epi kurvanti patakam nama sankirtanam kritva yanti vishno parampadam. How can one who has committed every possible sin in every situation can be elevated to the abode of Lord Vishnu? There certainly appears to be a very great contradiction. But such things, such miraculous things are made possible by the chanting of the holy name. And this is, the beauty of this truth is, it is mentioned in different scriptures. This is quoted from Nandi Purana, or read Brihadaranyaka Purana, or read Srimad Bhagavatam, or read Garuda Purana, you read Skanda Purana. So in different Puranas, you find the same truth confirmed and reconfirmed again and again. Srila Prabhupada says that a person who studies scripture should be like a lawyer, and he should be able to quote the authoritative statements from the different scriptures fitting to the occasion. Just like lawyers quote different examples and case studies and Indian penal codes. Similarly, when one studies the scriptures carefully, very amazingly, the scriptures come to this same conclusion, that the chanting of the holy name is the ultimate, one ultimate method that can vanquish all one's sinful reactions and elevate one even to the supreme abode of the Lord. How is it made possible? Because the chanting of the holy name gradually awakens one to the true identity. All our sins actually come from ignorance of our identity. Ignorance leads to sin, and sin leads to sinful reaction, and sinful reactions lead to suffering. And the suffering continues in illusion. When the living entity is in a state of slumber, he is submerged in abhinivesha. Abhinivesha actually means absorption in bodily dehatma buddhi, consciousness. And because of lack of knowledge of one's identity, one just moves from one suffering to another suffering, hardly aware of one's true position. But what is the beauty of the chanting of the holy name? When the holy name is uttered by the tongue and attentively heard by the ear, and it enters the heart, it awakens the true identity of the soul. That is why in the past and in the present we find innumerable examples of the patakas, or great sinners, who have become awakened to their true identity. Because whatever the soul identifies with, accordingly he will act. If the soul identifies with the body, he will, you know, chase after sense gratification. If the soul is identifying with the mind or with the intelligence, he will chase after those pursuits which are titillating to the mind, or titillating to the intelligence, or titillating to the ego. But as soon as the soul awakens to the identity that I am not the body, I am the soul, I am a Jeev Krishna Das, Yei Vishwas, Korile Tovar, Dukkanai. That is why they said, when as soon as the Jeeva awakens to this truth, Jeev Krishna Das. Actually, it is not just awakening, one has to be convinced. Yes, I am convinced that I am servant of Krishna. And nothing of this world can give me satisfaction. And I am not Maya Das, I am not servant of anybody else. I am not servant of demigods. I am not servant of parents or relatives or friends. I am not servant of Maya. I am only servant of Krishna. So when one is convinced of this truth in the heart, then one acts in devotional service, engaging all one's senses in Krishna service. And one absolutely resigns from any other material engagement. So this is the fruit of sincere chanting. The more one chants attentively, sincerely, then over a period of time one's identity changes gradually from material identity to the spiritual identity. And when one acts according to spiritual identity, where will one go? One has to go back home, back to Godhead. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Yeah.
It's awful.